The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And we're off. It's The Piano Matters. I'm your host and programmer, David Duvall. And I hope that I've done for you a good job in giving you a pianistic feast. I have on the show the known, the unknown, the once known, and the famous. With Gilels, Earl Wild, Lopatti, Horowitz, Mano Mano, Satarata Dumpling. If you love the piano, don't miss a moment of The Piano Matters. Pierre Boulez says, there is no creation save in the unforeseen as it becomes necessity. That is fabulous. A good beginning, a good middle, a good ending to anything, be it a concert or one's own day, is to hear Bach. And I'm going to have you listen to the great Brazilian concert pianist João Carlos Martins in the 48th Prelude and Fugue from the immortal Well-Tempered Clavier. Thank you. Carlos Martins, always interesting in his Bach conceptions, and of course always technically adroit in anything he does. You heard the last of the 48 preludes and fugues from the Well-Tempered Clavier. I remember so fondly doing a book with Mr. Martins. I don't know if it was a bestseller in America, but I do know that it was translated into Romanian and into Portuguese, and that it sells very well and should in Brazil, because he is a great thinker on Bach. I'm David Dubal, and I'm pleased that you are listening with me to The Piano Matters, heard each week. Grieg liked to transcribe his other works in different media than the piano to the piano. Many of his striking songs he redid for the piano. He also did the Peer Gynt music. And so let's listen to Morning from the Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, Opus 46, the player, the American Ivan Davis. Thank you. It was Ivan Davis in mourning from the Peergin Suite that we know for orchestra much better than Grieg's transcription for the piano. Ivan Davis was the player. There's an ancient Chinese proverb. A book is like a garden carried in the pocket. Terrific. The splendid American pianist Anne Shine is going to give us the gift of her Chopin Sonata No. 3. It will be the finale, marked Presto Non Tanto.
Thank you.
Certainly, Anne Shine is one of America's most eminent pianists. She began very early with a great career. She played, I think, by 17 or 18, the Rachmaninoff Third, and she was everywhere, and she remained so active. She's an extraordinary woman and pianist. You heard Anne Shine in the fourth movement of the Third Sonata of Chopin, Opus 58. Earl Wilde recorded a great deal, something like 400 or 500 solo pieces. Let's try them again in Mendelssohn's Scherzo, Opus 16 in E minor, and it once had the title The Little Trumpet. Now you know why it was titled by someone The Little Trumpet. And it stuck until about the 20th century. Now nobody uses that title. But it was the Opus 16 Scherzo, number 2, by Mendelssohn, and played very well by the Pearl, Earl the Pearl. I gave him that nickname long ago, and any time I said, "Oh, there's the Pearl," he would always smile. I hope you are all in a quiet spot, listening with high ear power to all these tremendous virtuosi. Gilbert Hyhett said, "These are not books, lumps of lifeless paper, but minds alive on the shelves. From each of them goes out its own voice, and just as the touch of a button on or off will fill the room with music, so by taking down one of these volumes and opening it, one can call into range the voice of a man far distant in time and space and hear him speaking to us, mind to mind, heart to heart." This is David Dubal. It's The Piano Matters, and I have endless admiration, as you probably know if you listen to the show often, for the great Russian called Emil Gilels. In 1952, he made a concerto recording, a live performance of Tchaikovsky's seldom played second piano concerto. The conductor, Kirill Kondrashin, was a major accompanist, and it's truly a passionate presentation we hear, a real treasure of bravura playing. It's yours for the listening. The finale of the second concerto in G major, it's marked Allegro con fioco, with fire. ¶¶ The third movement of Tchaikovsky's second piano concerto, as you know, the first piano concerto. Anyway, the performance was really wild. The Leningrad Philharmonic with Kondrashin, with the mighty Gilels as soloist. I consider Debussy's Lieu Joyeux, forgive my French accent, Joyous Island, one of the seminal piano works of the early 20th century. It asks the pianist for many subtle things and a wonderful trill at the beginning. It has to set it up perfectly. It's an orgiastic presentation of its materials. This is a performance you've never heard of the Joyous Island by a pianist I hope you will now admire, Clara Wirtz. Thank you. Debussy's The Joyous Island, composed in 1904, a true 5-minute choreographic poem performed with apparent delight by Clara Wirtz, or Wirtz. She's an Austrian, I believe. W-U-R-T-Z. The series is The Piano Matters, your host, David Dubal. And the great pianist Busoni, writing to his wife Gerda, said, "I hardly play with my hands anymore. This way of playing is equally effective, whatever the piece." Again, so interesting. Busoni was such an extraordinary mind. Scarlatti is on the agenda. Now we hear Horowitz once again, this time in the B minor sonata, K-87, and it's by the bard of the keyboard, Vladimir Horowitz. Scarlatti was born in that amazing and splendid year of 1685, which produced Handel, Bach, and Scarlatti. Scarlatti in Naples, and he left at about age 21 to Portugal and then to Spain. For me, he is a Spanish or at least an Iberian composer. Scarlatti and Horowitz are splendid together. What a team, indeed. In the B minor sonata, K87. Not yet forgotten, but once as popular as can be, was the Norwegian composer, not Grieg, Christian Sinding, and it's The Rustle of Spring. You know the piece, perhaps, in the movie Intermezzo, where Ingrid Bergman plays it for Leslie Howard. I have a rare performance by the Tasmanian-born player, Eileen Joyce. Recording it was, but well worth to hear those nimble fingers and that evenness of Eileen Joyce, Rustle of Spring by Sinding, who sold it for $40, and it became one of the most played of all drawing room pieces all over the world, and what a pity the poor guy never made a cent in royalties. That was Eileen Joyce, the pianist born in Tasmania. Eugene Ionesco wrote, "Why do people expect authors to always answer questions? I am an author because I want to ask questions. If I had answers, I'd be a politician." I'm your host, David Dubal, inviting you to help keep our magnificent station alive. As I've said often, this is not merely a radio station. Absolutely not. This is a cultural institution and one of great importance, in my opinion. We must take responsibility to keep our arts alive. Help us survive. And remember, we are good people giving their all. I'm going to, just like that, give you one of the two greatest performances of Liszt's Sonata del Petrarca number 104, by a pianist we love, I do, Dinu Lopati. Liszt's 104th Petrarca sonnet was played in a songful and a passionate sense, and yet very chaste, by Dino Lupati. He died in 1950, I think, or 51, but Schnabel remains one of the world's most famous and listened to pianists. But few know that he composed, and he composed very modern works. We're going to listen to Donald Eisler in the Largo from his Seven Pieces, composed in 1947, followed by the Allegretto. Pianist Donald Eisler on a CASP recording, and he's been a champion of Schnabel's music, and you heard him in the Largo and Allegretto from the Seven Pieces by Arthur Schnabel. Return with us next week for The Piano Matters. The great economist John Maynard Keynes wrote, "The idea of economists and political philosophers, both when they are right and when they are wrong, are more powerful than is commonly understood. Indeed, the world is ruled by little else. Practical men, who believe themselves to be quite exempt from any intellectual influences, are usually the slaves of some defunct economist." This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.